And here it is. We are going to take you away with Bonnie Pintozzi for the Travel Authority. Bonnie, you know, sometimes you just want to dream that you're somewhere else. And with the Travel Authority and some of your partners, you can make that dream a reality. Isn't that right?
That is correct. We all have our list. I think Colleen has the largest one in the world.
Yes.
But because it grows every day.
It yes. does. But we have just an incredible guest today who really knows the world. So we are going to speak with Julie Petchler, and she's going to tell us who the Globus family of brands are. And Crystal, it's a family in business for 88 years.
Well, that's a long time in business. Welcome to the show, Julie.
Welcome. Good morning.
Well,
good morning,
Julie, everyone. We have so much to talk about. And what I'd like to start with is a little bit about that history. It all began more than 88 years ago, but it's interesting how it began. Would you like to kind of tell our listeners?
Absolutely. Well, it began on a rowboat on Lake Lugano. Mr. Montagazzi was an entrepreneur, and he would carry goods across Lake Lugano in Switzerland. And one day, a lady asked if she could get a ride across the lake. And of course, he said, you know, of course you can. And as he was taking her across the lake, he was telling her what was going on in this villa and what was going on over here, and just had all kinds of interesting stories. And when she got across the lake, she's like, oh my God, this was the most exciting trip. He ended up purchasing a 12-passenger vehicle from Mercedes-Benz and started taking people around the lake and doing tours. So that's exactly how he got started in a rowboat.
So he traded the rowboat for a 12-passenger vehicle, but water travel is still a big part, of course, of what you guys do, correct?
Absolutely, yes, it is. We have our Avalon Waterways division.
But we're going to talk about today as well the addition of who the Globus family of brands, in addition to Avalon, obviously, an incredible river cruise. But these brands have over 461 vacations, 82 countries, 6 continents, and as we said, in business for 88 years. Julie, who do you represent? What's the family?
Well, the family starts out with Globus, which is our first-class escorted tours. We do North and South America, Europe, Cuba, Australia, New Zealand, which is our first class centrally located hotels in the different cities. Then our Cosmos program is more of our value program, and that's not going to have as many inclusions as the Globus product, but it's an absolutely wonderful, wonderful product. It's a perfect product for somebody like me. I've been to Europe a number of times, so I don't need to go back to the top of the Eiffel Tower and have all these inclusions. That's a great product for honeymooners, a lot of girlfriends' getaways, because you don't have as many inclusions and you've got a lot of free time. Mm-hmm. And then our third product is our Monograms product, and that's our independent travel simplified. It's for the client that knows they want to go back to London, or they know they want to go back to New Zealand or whatever, but they don't want to have a motor coach and another 35 passengers traveling with them. They can travel on their own, but they've got this little safety net. They've got, well, we have our local host in all the different cities, kind of a concierge there to tell them what to do and make sure they get on all the sightseeing and everything. Like I say, it's independent travel, but simplified.
Would it be fair to say that a new traveler might start out with a Globus travel, and then they would graduate, if you will, to Cosmos and Monograms as they become a little bit more seasoned in their traveling?
Absolutely. That Globus product, you've got the tour director there or concierge to hold their hand and make sure everything goes perfect for them.
That sounds great to me, though. I love that. Anybody holding my hand and just getting me through whatever it is I have to get through is perfect.
Well, I just came back from Japan on Sunday, and my husband and I did a Globus tour in for all of Japan, and that's exactly what we had. We had our handholder. He took us to all the different shrines and gardens and everything and told us what time to get up, where we had to be, where to have dinner, and it was absolutely perfect.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that itinerary too, Julie, because in our office, we were very excited to see that. And you've now are the first person I've spoke with that had just came back, literally just came back the other day. And so what do you think is it, what were those special moments through that tour?
Oh, wow. Everything was special. I never realized what a gorgeous, gorgeous country Japan was. We went up into the Kanazawa area, which is where the Japanese Alps are. I didn't realize that, you know, Japan had these gorgeous mountains and everything. We were literally in the mountains. We stayed right at the foot of Mount Fuji and had the our hotel faced Mount Fuji. We could look out our window and look at it. And the gods were with us. The clouds parted. We saw the top of Mount Fuji. Absolutely wonderful. Went to Kyoto, went to Nara. We also went to Hiroshima, which was a very humbling experience, but I think very important for anybody that goes there. Tokyo was a major, major city with all the neon and lights, and I mean, it's Las Vegas on steroids.
Lots of people too roaming around, correct?
I can't imagine Las Vegas getting any more, you know, roid rage.
Exactly.
It was just amazing, and people everywhere. When you decided to use the subway, you kind of went where everybody was going because there was no turning back. It's just lots and lots of people. Osaka was a fabulous city also. But we also stayed in some little teeny towns. We stayed in Takayama, which is famous for the Japanese baths. Our hotel happened to be built over one of the geothermal springs. So you had a wonderful Japanese bath in the basement, or you can go up on the top and participate in the bath up there. And it was just a wonderful experience. I got introduced to a lot of food that I've never had before. But our tour director was absolutely wonderful. He was able to explain everything to us. And everything is served in these little teeny itty-bitty dishes. So you just got samples of them. But it was really good to taste all the different pickled vegetables and all the different fish and everything.
And Julie, you participated in a cooking class, right?
Well, we did participate in a cooking class. We made miso soup and... we also made teriyaki chicken, and we also made a sushi roll. I have a whole new respect for these people in the stores that you see making the sushi rolls. That rice is hard to tame.
You know, that is making me so hungry, if you keep talking about
it. It does.
Me so hungry.
We caught that one, right, Colleen? Really.
But, me so hungry.
But, Julie, I mean, you got up close and personal with the people, like, and all the farm fresh and vegetables and different things that they use. So, you know, you really got into the culture, which makes this trip exciting. And I know our listeners out there, I'm sure we have clients we're going to be reaching out to that have expressed an interest to do something like that. So that was great to give us a great overview.
You know, I have read quite a bit about Japan in that, you know, it is such an incredible country to visit, and yet they have been quite Americanized, but in their own way, in that you can order, let's say, a cheeseburger, but it's going to be really different. Can you talk about a little bit of the American culture and the influence on Japan that you noticed as a traveler, Julie?
Well, they did have McDonald's over there. Dan, on every street corner, we had a 7-Eleven.
So it felt like a very strange version of home then.
And in the 7-Eleven, you could get the dumplings, you could get sushi, you could get whatever you wanted, but you could also get a ham and cheese sandwich and a hot dog.
I love it. I love it. Well,
so you're never far from home sometimes when you travel worldwide. And Julie, one of the things too, I mean, what's so special too about 2016 is the anniversary of the national parks. And what I know about with Globus is where you select the lodging and everything for your destinations. So let's talk a little bit about the national parks and what you can do as far as your location where you would stay.
Well, again, 2016 is the 100th anniversary in the national parks, and we are so tickled to partner with the national parks. What happened about 5 years ago is the national parks went to all the different tour operators and wanted to partner with them. Globus turned in a proposal to them that a portion of whatever your client pays for the tour is going to go back to support the National Parks Foundation. And we've been their partner for the last 5 years, so we're just tickled with that. But I think one of the reasons that they have chosen us is that we have such an amazing relationship with the different hotels that are inside the parks. So when you purchase one of our National Parks programs, you are going to be staying inside the park. Just like at Monument Valley, you stay at the Goulding's Lodge, which is a famous lodge. It was one of John Wayne's favorite places to stay. But it's right inside the middle of the park, and you're looking at out your hotel room at all the different monuments. At the Grand Canyon, we stay right on the rim of the Grand Canyon, and that's a perfect location because you're right there for all the sunrises and the sunsets. So you just can't ask for better locations than we have in our national parks. It's very difficult to get into the national parks to stay in these places. So, but Globus has that down pat with all of our different programs.
And it's great that you give back to the National Parks Foundation, which is so important. One of the other things that I'm looking at is, kind of what's hot right now. I'm asked, Crystal, I think, after doing and Colleen doing the show, they're asked the same thing. What is hot right now? So let's talk a little bit about that.
What's hot right now is Cuba. Cuba's the hottest thing going. We've been selling Cuba since 2015. Our 2016 programs are completely sold out. We've got 5 different itineraries for 2016, doing both the east and western part of the island. We have a cruise around the island. But I have to caution you, it still is a people-to-people program. It's not going to be where you can go down to Cuba, lay on the beach, and lollygag and have a margarita or anything. You do have to do the people-to-people programs. And, that's wonderful because you get an opportunity to meet the people and interact with them. And they just love talking to Americans. And you'd be surprised how many know English that they can talk to you. So for 2017, we've increased the number of departures because we know where there's still going to be a demand for it. And we've also added one that's going to be doing all of Cuba from Santiago de Cuba to ending in Havana, which is going to be a 13-day and 12-night program. So it's going to do all of Cuba.
Julie, would you mind reminding some of our listeners what the people-to-people program really focuses on with Cuba?
Okay, the people-to-people program, and I liken it to just like having an 8-hour work day. You're going to get up in the morning, have breakfast. You're going to go out in the morning and do maybe go to a ballet school, a dancing school, a cigar factory, and just have an interaction with the people that are in these different places. You're going to have lunch with everybody, with your group, and then you're going to have another couple of people-to-people programs in the afternoon. And then after dinner, you're free to go out and walk around, go to any of the casinos, go to the beach or whatever. But you will be participating in these people-to-people programs. And one of the things that we do is we only take 24 passengers per departure, and I think that's why everything's filled up so quickly. Our philosophy is we don't want to bring a motor coach of 50 people into, a factory where you have 10 cigar workers. It's
sure.
kind of overwhelming.
Sure.
So we just take 24 passengers for departure.
Now, and there is an age requirement for the people-to-people as well. This is not something that you can bring a toddler to participate. It's got to be an older child if you're bringing the family, right?
They have to be 8 and above, absolutely.
And so thank you for clearing that up, because that is something that there's so much going on about Cuba. There's so many options, and we get a lot of people walking into our door who just say, I just want to buy an airline ticket to Cuba. But there are restrictions still there. So, but you can get there. And why wouldn't you want to do a people-to-people if you're going for a destination to see it before it gets commercialized, in a mm-hmm. sense? What better way to really learn about the destination and the people?
Now, Bonnie and Julie, do you think that just to see how popular Cuba is, and that people have to, if they want to see Cuba, they have to invest in Cuba, they have to immerse themselves in Cuba, they have to devote 8 hours even to touring Cuba and talking to the people who live there. Do you think that that is changing the way that people are traveling now, that people want to be immersed more so in the local culture than ever before? because they don't necessarily just want to lay on the beach. They want to go and experience these countries.
Julie, I'll let you answer before I do. Go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. And we found, and I found that on my Japan program. We did all the gardens and all the shrines and everything, but we did a lot of people. We did a calligraphy class. We did a class where we all put on kimonos. Trust me, it takes three people to help you put a kimono on. There's like six layers.
You know? Wow.
We did a class where we dyed material to show you how they do dye the materials for the kimono classes. So these were hands-on things, and this was done with the locals. You know, I mean, we went into this little shop where we worked with gold leaf, putting the gold leaf on one of the little bento boxes. And everybody in there, you know, they were all Japanese. This was their job, and they were showing us how to do it. And at that one, at the end of the day, that's what everybody remembered. We loved, you know, we did love the gardens. We loved everything, but we loved the hands-on experience that we had.
But that is changing the way that people travel. I mean,
it is, you know,
50 years ago, 30 years ago, 10 years ago, people were just wanting to go all-inclusive, be
right.
on a beach somewhere,
exactly.
You know, and we don't, it doesn't matter where. And now people really want to create those experiences and those memories.
And I do know when you look at the itineraries and you look at the features in now the Globus, Cosmos, or the Monograms programs, you're seeing that up close and personal, people to people. You're watching that happen. And also on the river cruise, if you look at Avalon and you know what happens when they come into, they dock, there's a lot of things that are designed so that you get up close and personal with people. So we've been watching this in the travel industry for quite a while, and I think it's great. I think it's a great opportunity to really immerse yourself, but still see some of the things that you want to see too.
Well, and I can even think about that on a domestic level, no matter where you live. Mm-hmm. If somebody's visiting your city, more often than not, you're hearing a tourist say, "Where do the locals go?"
Exactly.
So this is what people want now.
In our offices, people walk in and will say the exact same thing. If I want to get this type of meal, where do the locals really go? Or if I want to get out to a beach, or I've heard about this around town, where do the locals really do it? So, and that's great. I think that's a getting up close and personal. Then the other thing that I know, the other destination, Julie, is Italy. It's like Italy, Italy, Italy.
So. The most popular destination in the world. I mean, we cannot get enough seats to go to Italy. I mean, everybody wants to go to Italy. It's one of those places you can go back a number of times and just enjoy it every time you go back. We have over 30 different programs that involve Italy, so different itineraries. So it's just an amazing destination. You can do the Cinque Terre area. You can do, you know, southern Italy. You can do Sicily. You can do all of Italy if you want to spend, you know, 15 days. We have a plethora of programs, you know, for anybody that wants to do Italy.
And we've been looking at airfares in addition to combining those with, obviously, with your various tours. Airfares have been very good. And they have been for a little while, and we also see the fall that some of these airfares are great too. So now would be the time to travel, without a doubt. You also have South America, which is extremely popular, and our dollar is very strong there, isn't it?
Absolutely. South America is one of our most popular destinations. It's growing by leaps and bounds, and it's because, again, the dollar is very strong. And you don't have the jet lag you have when you're going to Asia or going to Europe, you know, because we're just, you know, going south. And the most popular destination, of course, is Machu Picchu in Lima, in Peru. You know, it's on everybody's bucket list, but we have a number of different programs that you can add Machu Picchu to. And, of course, you know, Buenos Aires, Argentina, you know, you can go all the way down to the very tip of, you know, South America also with us.
Well, Julie, before we run out of time, we also have some value added that we wanted our listeners to be aware of that you are working out with us as the Travel Authority. And if you want to kind of go over those before we run out of time.
Okay, real quick. In a Globus or Monograms program that you book within the next couple of weeks, the end date would be July 16th. You can take $100 off per person, and that's over and above all the different promotions that we have going on right now. That's going to be on our Globus and Monograms. And if you do a Cosmos, it's going to be $50 off per person.
And we really appreciate that offer because I know that you're very special to us. We really enjoy and have for years working with the Globus family of brands. And to make an additional offer that's out there is just incredible.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And I just want to say every time we have a conversation, Bonnie Pintozzi, about the world of travel, I know Colleen's bucket list gets a little bit longer and we just get a little bit more knowledgeable about where it is we want to go.
Yes, we do. And we thank our listeners for joining us.
And if you would like to contact the Travel Authority, you can do so anytime online at thetravelauthority.com. And you can call toll-free 888-339-9281. And happy traveling.